How can I help you?
Good morning, Esther.
Hi, good morning, Esther.
Hi, it's Donna Badney.
Oh.
How are you? With
Hi, Donna. I'm good.
Good.
Just 1 second so I could transfer from my cell phone to my desk. Give me 1 moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to do that. All right, we'll manage this way. How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you today?
I'm good. It's Monday already. What's up?
I know. Well, I'm just still learning here and navigating my way, and I know I don't have email yet with you guys.
Okay.
And you guys are still working on the HHA exchange platform, right?
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm already, as I speak with the patient, caregivers, I'm putting them
mm-hmm.
into my HHA. So
okay.
Did you want me to put notes in your HHA so that you see where I'm up to? Or just
oh, no, that's okay. I'll just
okay.
need to, once you get done, then I'll get access. Is that how it will work?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that you mentioned BH. Is that Barbara Huff?
Yeah, yes, Hoffman. And I did reach...
Sorry, Hoffman.
Go ahead.
I spoke to
Latoya, the daughter, she
LaToya
said on Friday.
Yeah,
so it came from her. She had texted Dina, which is one of the nurses that did her mother's
mm-hmm.
admission,
okay.
and over the weekend, and then I followed up and I called Latoya this morning at 10:40 and, you know, just listened. And what she was saying is, Bridget, is the aide that's in there temporarily, why Bianca, I guess, is out on maternity leave. And
mm-hmm.
there's a friend in the apartment building because Latoya lives in Rochester. She wasn't there. But Jenny, the neighbor, comes over and said that Bridget just sat on her phone booking clients and scheduling and really didn't help her mother.
I guess she works for. I actually didn't get through to Bridget. I do understand from Latoya that they're not so happy with her and that they're ready to start up again with Bianca when she returns from maternity leave. So, okay, was any of this handled yet or not?
Excuse me, what?
Was this handled or addressed with Bridget, or do they want to replace
her? What we were going to do is Jared, the nurse, is planned to go there on Wednesday for a research and make the visit with the aide and follow up.
Okay.
And follow up with Bridget. I just wanted to keep you informed to make sure that I'm following the process that normally in my license agency as a DPS, I usually dealt with the complaints.
Okay. Yeah, I think Avi wanted you to handle these.
Okay.
I didn't get
okay. So right now they're not requesting a new aide, but I will follow up and keep you informed.
Okay.
We're going to do some teaching and intern. There could be some confusing because Latoya was telling me that she's in Rochester and her sister's in Florida, and they make a list of things that their mother needs, and then Jenny, the neighbor, comes over and. There could be just some communication.
Right.
So if Jared can't go, then I might run out too and make a visit to see what's going on. But I wanted you to know I'm following up on it.
Okay. Where do you actually live? Where do you locate it?
Where am I located?
Yeah.
In Little Falls, New York.
Little Falls, okay.
Yeah. I'm like an hour and a half from Syracuse. East.
Wow, that's a
yeah.
good drive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so this is a self-pay case. I wasn't able to create the profile on my end. I think I have to add a contract for something. But I did document it. Okay, so let me just put a note here on my end.
Okay.
So she made me a complaint on Bridget, stating that she was busy working home and not attending to the patient, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and these calls came in to the on-call over the weekend?
Yeah, yep. It came to, so I made sure that Latoya had, you know, the number, the main number to Passion Care that we're supposed to be using, and she does, but I think she just reached, she did it through text.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm actually waiting for my text line to be set up. We still have to register with a maybe FFC, or I'm not exactly sure where, like, in order to register it as a regular business number. So
okay.
I'm waiting for that to get done, and once that's done, I'm going to be able to send, I'll just shoot a text out to everyone so that they can make it with me that.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Do we know when Bianca's returning from maternity leave?
Well, I did ask that question here, and she just went out in January.
Okay,
so
she just went out last month. Okay.
Yeah, she just had the baby.
Yeah. I've noticed, I'll tell you what, I've noticed in my experience, I've been working also with CDPAS for the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I find a lot of these caregivers return to work much earlier because they can't afford to be out that long. You know, like they're not either not getting enough. They're only able to file for disability and not CFL or something like that, and they're not, like, their pay is very little, so they try to return to work early, but maybe it's different on your end.
Yeah. Well, that would probably make sense, but maybe I could find out who on, I don't know, beyond, you know, because I'm still new, so I'm, you know,
mm-hmm.
weaving my way through the new system, too, so.
Yeah, I get it. What's your background?
But I did meet Bridget, so at least I have.
Oh, you met Bridget, okay.
Yeah, she was at a meeting last week that I was at, so I did get to meet her in person, and Trisha and Jared and, oh, Darcy.
Okay. Also, how do you know, let's say in Barbara's case, the daughter is the point of contact. I don't know if she's a power of attorney or a healthcare practice representative.
Yeah,
are there
designated
representatives in PCA, or?
I don't know. So you're asking me, is she, like, so she was on the consent to be the
mm-hmm.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm kind of like asking what's her role, you know, with CDPAS, if they are a designated representative and they cannot be, I mean, there was a question because if they're also the healthcare proxy, I don't know what's her role or status here with this patient, and how do I know when I could communicate with a family member versus the patient directly?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good question.
Yes.
And I'm going to investigate that and get back to you.
Okay. You're actually only working part-time hours for now, right?
Yeah, 10 hours a week.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, it's not a large patient. It's not a large sense.
Yeah,
patient,
it's
so
not a large.
Manageable.
Yeah, but I mean, just, you know, if you ever need something or have a question, you know,
mm-hmm.
let me know. Yeah, let me ask that question because, like I said, I'm still learning myself, so.
Okay.
But I am following up with this, and I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
You too,
no problem. Bye.